If you'd like to follow along with me in your Bibles, I'm speaking this morning from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11. If you'll notice, every time we come on the air, you'll hear us say to you to turn to a certain passage of Scripture. And you'll always hear us deal verse by verse with God's Word, because that's what we do here at Central Baptist Church. In fact, the last 16 years, we have gone through all of the books of the New Testament, every single book, some more than once, verse by verse, studying God's Word, verse by verse, and have gone through 8 books of the Old Testament, verse by verse. So if you're seeking to know the truth, that is, God's Word, what God's Word says, come thou with us, and we'll do thee good. Come and hear God's Word declared, verse by verse, as it is written. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, this morning, we're looking at our Lord's teaching and preaching. And verse 1, it says, it came to pass, when he'd made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed to teach and to preach in their cities. That is, the cities where the apostles were born and raised. He came to teach and to preach. That was our Lord's principal occupation as a man, a teacher, preacher of the Word of God, the gospel of the kingdom. I couldn't help but note that what the world thinks is the most useless vocation on earth, that is, preaching. The Lord Himself elevated to the highest vocation on earth, a preacher, a teacher. In verse 2, it says, when John, that is, John the Baptist, had heard in prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples to say unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? John was in prison for preaching and declaring the truth, and someone will only suffer for what they really believe in. Yet John, being a man, John needed the truth confirmed to him again. He needed reassuring, as do all of God's people at times need reassuring. In verse 3, he sent his disciples to ask the Lord, art thou he that should come? Are you the Christ? Or should we be looking for another? And we should ask this question, is this the gospel that we believe, that I preach? Is this the truth, or is there another? Now, I believe John himself was sure, but I believe he did this for his disciples' sake, to reassure them more than himself. In verse 4, the Lord answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. He says, go show John what he's already seen, what he's already heard, the things you hear and see. He told these two disciples, you go and show or tell John what you're about to hear and about to see. Tell him again. Now, here is one sure clue that the gospel you hear is the truth. Here's a sure clue. Our Lord said, you tell him those things you do hear and see. Now, listen carefully. God's Word, what Christ said is written, and what he said was spoken very carefully. He said, go show John again the things you do hear and see. In that order, hear and see. Not like false religion with all of its fleshly and visible things. In fact, I saw a sign one time that pretty much sums up modern religion. The sign advertising its so-called church said, come and see what is going on here. Well, that pretty much sums up modern religion, which our Lord said seeks after a sign. Show us something. Show us something. Let's see what's going on. And it speaks of fleshly things, visible things. John said, they are of the world, speaking of false prophets. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world. That is, the visible, seen, fleshly, material world. But now, the truth deals with unseen things. The unseen things are eternal. Temporal things are seen. We deal with and speak of spiritual things. And the kingdom of God is unseen. It cometh, Christ said, not with observation. But it is planted within you with an unseen word, a seed. It's first heard. The kingdom of God is first heard with the spiritual ear. Go tell John the things you do hear and see. And then these unseen things are seen. Yet, not material or visible things, but spiritual things, seen with the spiritual eye. The Word of God is, or the truth is first heard. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And then the truth is seen or understood with the spiritual eye. And what we hear, what a person hears when the kingdom of God comes to them, is they hear the gospel, they hear the truth, and they see or understand the Spirit of God and what He does. And here's what He does. Verse 5, the Lord says, you go tell John, go show John again those things which you do hear and see. Verse 5, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Now, the Lord actually performed those miracles. He actually gave sight to those who were born blind. He actually raised up the dead. He actually did these things. And yet, now, our Lord, in His Sermon on the Mount, spoke of spiritual blessings. Spiritual healing is what we will see and experience when the kingdom of God is come. When we hear and see the kingdom of God, it will be spiritual thing. We will see the blind. The blind will receive their sight. We will see blind people actually see. Those who are blind to who God is, blind to who Christ is, blind to the truth, blind to themselves, blind to danger, blind to the world, all deception and evil in the world. We'll see. The Word of God opens blind eyes. Well, the lame will walk. Those lame on both legs, unable, unwilling to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. They come. How? By the power of God. It's a miracle. The Spirit of God performs. He brings those who are lame to Himself. Those whose feet were once swift to run to mischief now run to the house of God. Those who walked according to the course of this world, the prince of the power of the air, children of disobedience, now walk by faith. Walk with God. Walk with the people of God. Lepers, once deformed by sin, now bearing the image of Christ. Deaf, the deaf here, once unable. Those who were once deaf to all that was said from God's Word, all the truth, deaf, wouldn't listen, couldn't listen, now hanging on every word of God. Those who were dead in trespasses and sin, down, depraved, dead, as Lazarus, as they said of Lazarus, stinking, dead so long they stink, yet raised up, quickened by the power of God, raised from the dunghill and set among princes. The poor gospel, hear the gospel. The poor in spirit, that is. Those who are beggars before God receive the greatest gift of all, the gospel. In verse 6, our Lord said, "Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." You know, all that Christ was and said and did is an offense to most. It still is. The sovereign Christ. They killed the Christ. They killed the true Christ back then because they hated him and what he said. They said, "We will not have this man reign over us. We do not like all this talk of you reigning and ruling and doing what you will with whom you will." His sovereign claims were offensive to them, and they're offensive to most now. But, oh, how blessed. Blessed are they who are not offended in the truth, but rather believe the truth. So many get offended at the truth and hate to hear the truth of God's Word, the things that are clearly revealed in Scripture, such as God's sovereign electing grace, God's predestinating grace. Most hate the sound of those words. It's amazing to me that those who call themselves believers hate the sound of those words. And yet, God's people marvel at it and delight in the truth. And so our Lord confirms to John and his disciples who he is and what the truth is. And then he confirms John to the people. He confirms his messenger, his true preacher, to the people who went to hear him. We need to know, because there are so many false prophets are gone out into the world, so many false preachers, every man and his brother and mother calls themselves a preacher these days. We too need confirmation of the true. God has not left himself without a witness. He has a true preacher in every generation, preachers. He always has, always will, until the end, until the harvest is past. He has his laborers in the field. How do we know? How do you know him? Well, look, read on. He says in verse 7, he said, "As they departed out, he began to say, 'When you went out into the wilderness, what did you go to see?'" Concerning John, he said, "What did you go to see? A reed shaken with the wind?" John was out in the wilderness preaching. That is, he stood alone. He was a solitary voice of truth in his day and in his place. Solitary voice. He didn't stand with the multitudes of so-called prophets of his day. No, he was with outside the camp. They didn't like him, and he wouldn't join with them. He was a solitary man, solitary voice in the wilderness. Our Lord said, "What did you go to see? A reed shaken with the wind?" Some men change with the seasons, with the time, with every wind of doctrine, Paul said in Ephesians 4. And Jude 14 speaks of those who false prophets who are shaken by the wind, every wind of change. Whatever is new and popular and fashionable is certainly what is successful, or what brings in the crowd or the money is what men will resort to. Not God's true preachers. No, they won't change. They won't change. He said, "What'd you go out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? A soft man with soft skin and soft voice and soft robe, silky robe." No, John was a man's man. Though tender, kind, caring, yet tough when necessary. A man whom rough, gruff fishermen could look up to and follow. Our Lord said, "What'd you go out to see? A prophet?" "Oh, more than a prophet. This is my messenger." A prophet? What is a prophet? One who tells the end, foretelling the end. Those things unknown. And I'm here to tell you today that most of the prophets, all of the prophets of old, foretold of God's wrath and judgment against sin and certain doom of this earth in their generation. And men and women hated them and killed them for that message. Has God changed? No, he hasn't. Has the message changed? No, he hasn't. And we preach like Noah, a prophet in his day, a preacher of righteousness. We preach judgment's coming and there's salvation but one way in the ark, and that ark is Christ. "Oh, he that hath ears to hear," our Lord finished by saying, "let him hear. Let him hear." May the Lord give you ears to hear is my prayer. Amen.